time. Tomorrow, there is a Solomon Boris of Willis. This is Don Smith of the radio.
Say, wait a minute.
Donald
Duck. Well, fine, Donald Duck. My heavens, how did you get here in the studio?
Well, after the Willis, I was supposed to substitute for you this morning.
You were supposed to substitute for me? No, I didn't go for breakfast, you see. I just went out for some, they had some new records there for me that I'm supposed to play in this portion.
Oh.
And you, who told you that you were supposed to substitute for me?
I thought you did.
Oh, you thought I did?
Well, I was mistaken.
Maybe you were mistaken. Well, Donald, it's wonderful to have you here this morning.
What?
Tell me, what brings you in town?
Oh, I come up to town, I brought some music on here, you know?
Oh, you brought some music?
Well, I want you to sing.
Well, you don't mean that you're a song plugger, too?
Oh, sure, I'm plugging a picture, too.
Oh, you're plugging a picture?
Yeah, I'm songs, too.
Oh, you mean you're going to be in a new picture, Donald?
Absolutely, Donald.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Donald, what's the name of this picture, in as much as we're just about ready to plug it?
Well, it's Fun and Fancy Free.
Oh, Fun and Fancy Free. Yes, I believe I heard some of the boys talking about it. Well, that's wonderful. And, Donald, when is this coming to town?
Well, it's going to be soon,
September the 27th, the premiere showing.
That's right.
Well, wonderful. And you say you've brought some music, huh?
Sure. Sometimes I want to play it.
Oh, well, fine. You'd like to have me run it over?
Yeah, sure.
I'm Full of Fun and Fancy Free. Oh, it's a cute little title, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's a strong one. Uh-huh. All right, let me see here. Fits the picture. I see. All right, Donald. Let me see now. That'd be a little bit too high for me. You know, I'm one of those low singers. You know,
it's too high for me.
Too high for me. That's right. I'll do my best. I will. Let me see here. I'm full of fun and fancy free. That's the way I want to be. I don't let my troubles trouble me. Say, that is cute. I'm fancy free and full of fun. I got no time to worry none. I'm too busy singing in the sun. And if you should have a chronic ache, pills won't make you strong. The only tonic you should take is a teaspoon full of song. And if you should really like to be happy, lucky, just like me, drown your frowns, my friend, and you will see that you'll be full of fun and fancy free. Say, that is nice, Donald.
Oh, that's fine. Look at that one.
Well, thank you. How about you? Do you sing it?
I think I might be able to.
You think you might be able to?
Sure.
All right, Donald. Will you try anything?
Sure.
Once, that is, huh?
Sure.
All right, Donnie, come on. See, this is a cute tune. Well, good for you, Donald. Oh, Donald, wonderful. Thanks a million times here, Donald. Well, now, look, before you leave us... don't leave for just a minute, Donald, because I know that all the boys and girls listening, maybe they'd like to have you recite something for them. What do you think you could recite? You know, some little nursery rhyme or something that you could do for them?
Little Boy Blue.
Oh, do you know Little Boy Blue?
Yeah.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
All right, let me hear Little Boy Blue.
Little Boy Blue, come blow your horn. The sweet little man in the
You almost forgot it. Well, Donald, a million thanks for coming down. And now, wait a minute. Once again, I want to remind all the boys and girls that there's going to be the premiere showing of this Fun and Fancy Free, and that's going to be here in New York
And what's the date again?
September the 27th. A brain is here. A woman of them around and on the horn. The next month.
Oh, I see. All right, next month, September 27th. Well, Donald, thanks very, very, very much.
Well, I'm going in there. I'm going down into the cellar.
You're going down into the cellar?
No, I'm going to jump into a tub of super sauce.
Going to jump into a tub of super sauce. A man after my own heart. Thank you very much, Donald. Bye, Donald. See, Donald left me a lot of other nice tunes here from that picture. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to run on over another one. If you don't mind, do you, fellas? All right, there's a very cute thing here called A Lazy Countryside. Oh, now I know where I heard these tunes. Seems that Fred Waring had a complete score from this fun and fancy free show. Let's see, was it last Tuesday night at 9:30? I think it was. I love to hang around a lazy countryside with nature's gang around that lazy countryside where those crickets you don't hear in the city keep a humming in your ear, oh so pretty. And it's just too much for words listening to the chorus of those birds. I love to stay around that lazy countryside. Just kind of play around that lazy countryside. Oh, what fun you taking the funny and to roam those spaces wide. It's the place for me and it's great to be round that lazy countryside.
I could stay around. That lazy countryside. Just kind of play around. That lazy countryside. Oh, what fun taking that sun in and to roam those spaces wide. It's the place for me, dear, great to be round that lazy countryside.
That song will make you sleep if nothing will. Or won't. 17 minutes past 8 o'clock. WNBC New York, 660 on your dial. And the weather report is another hottie. The man says today mostly sunny, hot, and humid. A high today near 90. Temperature at present is 73 degrees. It's gone up 1 point since 7 o'clock. Humidity is 91%. And that's increased 4% since 7 o'clock. For tonight, cloudy and showers. Low tonight in the 70s. Going to be warm, Mother. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with showers in the morning. But a little bit of relief in sight. The man says cooler tomorrow. 17 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock.
Super fast, super fast, new and better, super fast.
The meeting will now come to order. Flora, will you call the roll?
Certainly. Mary Brown. Mm-hmm. Betty Carter. Betty Carter? She must be absent again. Her wash day takes all day.
I move we send Betty a note telling her about Super Suds. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Madam Secretary, please take a letter. Dear Betty, we girls of the sewing circle are sending you a package of improved Super Suds. The new Super Suds can make 35,700 times its own volume in suds. Richer suds for whiter washes. Harder working suds to loosen grime faster. Your hands will have it easier, too, with less rubbing even on extra dirty spots. And, Betty, all those extra suds mean easier wash days. So just try Super Suds. And we look forward to seeing you here at the Circle every Monday afternoon from now on.
Extra Suds are super do from the Super Suds of you.
Toothpaste cleans teeth better than Colgate Dental Cream. Colgate cleans teeth thoroughly and safely, reveals their natural sparkle and beauty.
And Colgate cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Scientific tests prove that in 7 out of 10 cases that originate in the mouth, Colgate Dental Cream instantly sweetens breath.
Yes, and Colgate is famous for flavor, too. Nationwide tests of leading toothpaste prove that Colgate Dental Cream is preferred for flavor over other brands tested.
So don't take unnecessary chances. Always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth.
So brush your teeth with Colgate. Colgate Dental Cream, it cleans your breath.
What a toothpaste.
What a cleans your teeth.
The Dodgers beat the Pirates yesterday. The Cubs split with the New York Giants. And the Yanks split with the Chicago White Sox. Also, a couple of really big things happened with those Giants yesterday. They set the league home run record, hitting their 173rd home run. And that is the record, of course, in the National League. The Major League record, however, is 182, made by the Yankees in 1936. So the Giants still have 35 games to play, and all they need is 9 more home runs to tie that record, or 10 or more to go out in front. Johnny Mize hit his 40th home run yesterday, which puts him perfectly even with the pace that the Babe set back in 1927. However, Johnny Mize still has 20 home runs to go in the remaining 35 games to tie that record. The rest of the scores go like this in the National League. Giants split with the Cubs. New York won the first game 4-0. The Cubs the second, 8-3. Brooklyn beat Pittsburgh 3-1. St. Louis beat Boston 9-5. Cincinnati and Philadelphia split their doubleheader. In the American League, Chicago and New York. Chicago won the first game 3-2. New York won the second game 16-6. Detroit won both ends of a doubleheader over Philadelphia. Doubleheader. I'm getting British. Pardon me. Detroit 6, Philadelphia 2. Detroit 5, Philadelphia 4. That is the second game. St. Louis and Washington, they split their doubleheader. St. Louis winning the first 7-1. Washington the second 7-4. Boston and Cleveland also split a doubleheader. So games today. Chicago is playing New York at the Polo Grounds at 2:30. Pittsburgh's playing Brooklyn at Ebbets Field at 2 o'clock. The Yanks there on that Western road trip, they're playing Chicago tonight. The Yanks at present are 12.5 games in front of the second-place Boston Red Sox. Brooklyn is 6 games out in front of the Cards. 8.5 games out in front of Boston. And we're not even mentioning the Giants anymore. My gosh. Remember the mornings we were saying, well, the Giants are out in front now. What were they in front by? A fifth of a game or something? Fifth or a sixth of a game. I just don't remember. Say, fellas, does anybody know where I picked up this pencil that I have? It says Patty McCrary on it. Isn't that cute? What, did Texan Jinx have those made probably when Patty was a year old or something? I don't know. Anyway, one got into my office. And I'm not going to use this anymore. I'm going to save that. Thank you, Texan Jinx, for the pencil. 25.5 minutes past 8 o'clock. Well, let's see. How many commercials have we played and how many have we to go? We've played Super Suds. We've played Colgate. What's the other one, Jack?
Try Ajax.
Oh, yeah.
New miracle cleanser with exclusive foaming action. When your pots and pans are greasy and you want the job made easy, use Ajax. We mean Ajax. New exclusive foaming action solves the problem at last. No other leading cleanser cuts grease so fast. Try Ajax. New miracle cleanser with exclusive foaming action.
You'll sing, too, when you see how fast Colgate's new Ajax cuts grease.
brightens bathroom and kitchen surfaces, makes pots and pans sparkle. Yes, Colgate's new Ajax with amazing foaming action brightens and cleans up to 50% faster with half the effort. And Ajax is kind to your skin.
So don't be afraid to look at your hands when you get through scrubbing pots and pans with Ajax. New miracle cleanser with exclusive foaming action. Ajax.
Hey, that's cute. That's like a little bus, isn't it? 26 and a half past eight. Have one more song that Donald left with me. This is really a very, very cute thing. Max, as a matter of fact, we can use a little sound effects in this one, please. You have to clap your hands whenever I nod to you. Would you please? You clap your hands into the announcer's microphone over there. Now, every time I nod, you clap your hands twice, okay? Here we go. When a bird loves a bird, he can twitter. When a puppy falls in love, he can yap. And every pigeon likes to coo when he says, I love you. But a bear likes to say it with a slap. Good. When a whippoorwill's in love, he can whipper. All the horses neck and all the turtles snap. Every deer and every dove has a way of making love, but a bear likes to say it with a slap. You can ask any bear, oh, there's nothing to compare with a love tap strong or weak. So if you're ready for romance and you ever get the chance, just grab your girl and give her your cheek. So when love comes along, don't be silly. Never ever waste your time like a sap. Let the others hug and kiss, but the bare facts are this, that a bear likes to say it with a slap. Hey, that's kind of... No, that's all. No, that's all. That's kind of cute, isn't it? Huh? When a bird loves a bird, he can twitter. If a puppy falls in love, he can yap. Every pigeon likes to coo when he says, I love you, but a bear likes to say it with a slap. With a slap. Bear likes to say it with a slap. No, that's all right.
Okay.
That's a boy, Max. That's cute. Yeah, very cute tunes we had this morning from the new show. Gee, I ought to get at least a little pass from the plugging I've been doing. How about it, fellas? Oh, two passes for Scott, two for Jack, two for Max, two for Johnny, two for me. 10 passes. dear. Well, it's 8:29, and I guess that just about winds up our little rat race for the morning. Mother, you can hang out today, but you better wear a big sombrero or something so you don't get a stroke. Man says mostly sunny, hot and humid, high near 90. It's 73 at present, and it's kind of sticky, 91% humidity. Tonight, cloudy and showers, low in the 70s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with showers in the morning, and Cooley is coming on tomorrow. Oh, bless his heart. So, friends, enjoy your little day coming up at you, and I'll see you again tomorrow morning at 7:05 with more records and stuff. And Johnny had something to say.
Yes, Bob, what I want to say is this. The Bob Smith Show came to you from our Radio City studios.